The United States today announced it is willing to talk to North Korea to try to resolve the dangerous impasse over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. But the State Department says that Washington will not make any concessions to achieve another freeze of North Korea's nuclear programs. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that the U.S. is softening its approach to the North Korea issue in a bid to solve the problem peacefully as the U.S. prepares for possible war in Iraq.
The United States had been insisting there would be no dialogue with North Korea until Pyongyang lived up to its nonproliferation commitments and verifiably dismantled its nuclear weapons programs. The North admitted in October that it had a clandestine program to enrich uranium, a violation of its international agreements. The U.S. and its allies suspended fuel aid to North Korea as a result. But Pyongyang responded with characteristic aggression. It expelled nuclear inspectors and announced plans to restart its nuclear facilities. Then the United States began to moderate its tone. President Bush made this statement today in Chicago.
I believe that by working with countries in the region, diplomacy will work. We have no aggressive intent, no argument with the North Korean people. We're interested in peace on the Korean Peninsula.
The slight shift in the U.S. position was detailed at the State Department after 2 days of talks with visiting officials from South Korea and Japan. Spokesman Richard Boucher.
We have said all along we were opposed to any kind of negotiation. We were opposed to paying again for the same agreements that have been reached before. And that remains the position. We're not going to provide any quid pro quos for North Korea to live up to its existing obligations.
But Boucher said the United States is willing to talk about the overall picture, how North Korea can come back into compliance with nonproliferation agreements.
The first thing is that they have to indicate that they're willing to abandon these nuclear programs in a visible and verifiable manner. And we would be prepared to talk to them about that.
Boucher said no decision has been made on whether the U.S. position will be communicated directly to North Korea or through intermediaries such as Japan and South Korea. After the trilateral meeting involving the three countries today at the State Department, they issued a statement endorsing dialogue as a means of resolving the crisis. Boucher noted that the statement also holds out the possibility of gains for North Korea if it cooperates on the nuclear issue.
The prospects of discussions and then of real progress in North Korea's relations with the outside world are there if North Korea is willing to abide by its obligations. So what you have is, I think, here of the outline, the elements, the pieces brought together of saying that there is a way to solve this peacefully.
The possibility of a peaceful solution seemed to be receding earlier today. North Korea warned that any attempt to impose economic sanctions on the North because of its nuclear activity would mean war. Pyongyang made the same threat in 1994 when the United States went to the United Nations in an attempt to halt North Korea's nuclear weapons program at that time. Richard Boucher emphasized today that the United States will not seek economic sanctions in the current crisis, and the State Department says it will continue consultations with governments in the region. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly will visit Asia next week, followed by John Bolton, Undersecretary for Arms Control, later this month. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.